السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. مفتي صاحب, the question here is, I want to know if a person who finishes hijj should have a jalsa or not. If they choose not to have a jalsa, is it perfectly okay?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, noble Quran, was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the perpetual miracle of Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif states, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un, it is better and superior to everything of yours that people can assemble, accumulate and so forth. Qul bi fadlillah wa bi rahmatihi فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. You accomplish that, subhanallah, you should be elated and delighted. You, the student, your parents, your teachers, all of you, go and read Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 and verses 57 and 58. Chapter 10, verses 57, 58. With Allah's help, Allah's benevolence, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, 1970 in Shaban, I completed the Quran Sharif by my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. Leave people, jalsa and all that. My own siblings and own family, nobody even knew that this Laitiki completed hijj, you know. So remember, only my colleagues knew and my father, mother knew. Because it was normal business, I must walk to the house of Habsab, come back up and down, up and down. So remember, in this day and this age, I can't say 100%, but I definitely will say 80%. Why you want to have jalsa? Most of the time it's just riya and wasum'ah, just to show off, remember, impress the eyes of people and impress the ears of people and so forth. So my advice to you, sincere advice to you, don't have any jalsa, nothing. They take one dig, one big pot in that, you know, where you can feed 100 people or whatever, and go and feed the orphans, go feed the poor people. Shukra lillahi jalla wala, ya Allah, this great bounty you gave my son, you gave my daughter, we thank you for that, for the Ustad ji, for the Honorable Ustad, give him one nice present and so forth and so on. Sometimes the parents want it, sometimes the teachers want it, sometimes both want it. So maybe the student doesn't want it, you see. So my stance will be, don't have it. And what jalsa? We didn't have no jalsa, nothing. How many years? 70, where we are now. So you must remember that 20, 25, 55 years ago, Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. So don't have jalsa. And today, whether it's Bukhari Sharif, Khatam Jalsa, Quran Sharif, Jalsa, 80%, 90% is Riya and Wasuma, just to show off, remember that.
Mufti Sahab, please, if you are fasting and you are constipated, can you insert a suborning so that your stomach can work?
Remember the law, the usul, the principle, any food, medication going through the mouth, any type of medication and so forth going through the nose, the nostrils, any medication going through the back passage like suppositories will break the fast. Remember that. You go and do it now. The time now is, you must remember, 5:40 almost. So now fasting time has started. And now you're not feeling well, you're constipated. So your fast breaks. And then one qada is compulsory. So on that there's ijma and consensus. For you ladies and mothers and sisters, you must know, if you insert something through your front passage, this is only for our mothers, sisters, females, then that also will nullify and break the fast. So you need to be circumspect and careful, my sister. You're going to the gynae tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever. So then your fast will break. They do internal checkup and so forth. So one qaza compulsory, and your mother, sister, second question you're always asking, after you go for an internal, is it compulsory to take a ghusl and a bath? No, it's not compulsory, but it is your tabi'ah, your natural disposition that you feel you want to take a bath. So that is your choice. So we will tell you, take a bath if you want to, but it's not something mandatory and compulsory.
Mufti Saab, is it okay to put your cell phone on the floor and read Quran on the app?
This you call al-qira'a min al-mushaf, that you're reading, performing salat, and remember you are reading from the Quran Sharif, because the person is not a hafiz and so forth. Quick story time. You know, in my travels to South America, so we visited most of the countries also with the help and mercy of Allah. Brazil 5-6 times, Argentina 5-6 times, all that. So this incident took place in Brazil. The place name is called Santana. You see that? So I arrived there with my wife a third time. The Maulana and the Sheikh came to welcome us. We went to the hotel, everything. We read our Asr Salat there, I think, you understand, in the hotel. And then about half an hour, 45 minutes or so, before iftar, maximum 1 hour, then we came towards the masjid. I asked, who's all these brothers? They said, all Palestinians. They said, Subhanallah, I love Palestine and I love the people of Palestine. You see that? I was elated, delighted. So anyway, I'm telling them, I went there and went here, visited 5 times. They're just looking at me. Then the one sheikh said, you know, you're telling us all this, then remember that we haven't even seen Palestine. We're living in the diaspora. There are 6 million plus Palestinians living in the diaspora. Each one of them must get inside Palestine. And the Jutlas, the squatters, the invaders, the terrorists, the haramis, we need to expel them, who want to murder and who want to kill our people in Gaza and in the West Bank. You see, Friday, Jummah, Salat, 90,000 people went to Aqsa al-Mubarak, humiliating the Jewish and Zionist and apartheid terrorist Nazi forces and army, Hitler's children, the haramis. So that is what we are saying, that get rid of the Jews and we must bring there, because that is the justice. That Holocaust took place, 1 million, less than 1 million, that 6 million is one big fairy tale. Muslims got nothing to do with it. The Arabs got nothing to do with it. You go and stay there. You don't come here and squatters and steal our land and occupy our land and everything else. So that is the justice system. So remember, that is our stance. So after Maghrib and after that was meals and so forth, Isha time, the Imam read the 4 rakats Isha. He stood up, he said, I'm not passing a fatwa or a verdict. I'm giving you a report back what happened. So normally they read 8 rakats Taraweeh. They're everywhere famous there, South America, especially where these Arabs and them are. So then we did against that. We say must be 20 rakats. I sent the article out yesterday also. So nevertheless, you must remember, so he stood up, this Imam. He said, Ja'a Sheikhun Kabir. Today we have a big Sheikh in our midst, like you see. He looked at my size, 6 feet tall, maybe looked at my feet, size 13 shoes and so forth. He said, tonight we're not reading 8 rakats Taraweeh, we're reading 4 rakats Taraweeh. Imagine from 20 to 8 and then to 4. And then the other 4 rakats, Sheikh will give a talk and so forth. Never mind, Allah will also understand if we don't read 8 rakats. Inna lillah. I just keep quiet, I'm a guest. I'm a musafir traveler, I don't have to read Taraweeh. So he read that 2 and 2, I'm directly behind him, and he's got the Quran Sharif, he's not hiding it or something. He puts it on that stand and is looking inside and reading. Now the fiqh of it, the jurisprudence of it, in Bukhari Sharif, and that is mentioned, the Imam's name was Zakwan. Mother Aisha Siddiqah bint Siddiq and them used to follow him, and yaqra'u min al-mushaf, and he used to read from the Quran Sharif. And in Muwatta Imam Malik also you will find this type of ahadith and so forth. So according to Shafi's, Hanbalis and all of them, it is permissible if the Imam looks inside for Taraweeh and so forth and read the Salat. Hanafi say all this is not permissible. This is ta'alim, ta'allum, that you are learning, teaching, all that. And you must read hifzan by heart, by memory, and not looking in the Quran or looking in the phone or looking in the app. All that will nullify the Salat. So in this day, this age, we will tell you that, no, you should not do that. But I want to discuss briefly another problem. Wherever the Salafis are in charge and they read 8 rakats Taraweeh, because 99% they don't complete the Quran. You see that? That Haramain, they'll complete it, all that. But I'm speaking of other countries, you see that? When they read this 8 rakat, 10 rakat, shortcut business of theirs, which is not permissible according to the four schools. All four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's, all say 20 rakats. So because of that, you will find that very few Hafiz they have. You see that? One day I was in the Haram Sharif. The Sheikh was reading, you know, and he was giving a lecture. Then he quoted the Quranic verse. We were about 100 or more there sitting around him. And now he's trying to quote a verse, and then he made a mistake. Now he realized he made a mistake, so I'm keeping quiet. I'm expecting these Arab guys, all of them. Not one of them rectified, so I said, I gave the ayat, he looked at me, you see. So there is Jazakallahu Khair. So you see, that is what happens, you must remember. Just like the Kuffar Shias, that they hate Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and so much that they don't read Taraweeh Salat at all. No 2 rakat, no 4, no 8, no nothing, you see. And therefore, to say they don't have Hafiz, that's wrong. They have Hafiz, but very, very few. Here by us, where we read 20 rakats, India, Pakistan, Mauritius, South Africa, Southern Africa, you see every masjid got 2, 3, 4, 5 imams. So that is the barakah of reading 20 rakats Taraweeh and looking after the Quran Sharif. So therefore, it's an indictment upon the Arabs and people that they just look inside and then they read that also shortcut 8 rakats. When I was there, they read 4 rakats and so forth. It becomes a mockery, remember that. Definitely not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can you give the Hafizes who perform Taraweeh a gift?
Remember that story time, Salim Karim. You know the person very well. We were studying together there in Karachi, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Allama Sheikh Yusuf, Muhammad Yusuf al-Bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, who passed away in 74 Ramadan from Karachi. I went to Haramain Sharifain. My parents told me, come home. I knew if I come home, they won't let me go. I told them, see, you'll perform Hajj. Hamne tar beja monana from there, Karachi. I sent the telegram. You know, you can't send any other way. So I told them, see, you'll come for Umrah, and all Ramadan you spend there, and I'll come from Karachi, I'll get my visa, foreigners, quick, quick, dig it. So I spent 6 weeks, they spent 5 weeks, Alhamdulillah, wonderful, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, all that happened, you see. So then, 75 Ramadan, so I stayed there in Karachi, in Utah Madrasa. So you know my brother, Mo Salim Karim, he was our brother, Hafiz, Suleiman Tikli, you see. So one night he used to read 12 rakats and I read 8. Next night I read 12 and he reads 8. So just next to the madrasa, one small masjid there. So 27 nights at Tai Ishwishab, we completed the Quran Sharif. So the trustees there, they came and they brought a big parcel for me. And for him, they brought a small parcel. So now we're reluctant to take it. And I'm all reluctant. I say, now we did the same job, 12-8, 12-8. We're alternating. Now, why are they giving me a big parcel? And for Suleiman Tikli, my brother, you see, he used to love cricket, you know. So, Hafiz Suleiman. So, anyway, so they gave him a small parcel. They could see. Now, we're feeling embarrassed also. So, they said, no, ye Molvi Saab jo hai, lamba kurta pente hai. So, humne unke liye bahut kapra laya. He wear long kurta, so we brought extra material for him. Ye Maulvi Saab, the Suleiman, wo chote kurta pente hai, Pakistani kurta. So, we brought less material for him. So, I tell Suleiman, you see, even in dunya, I'm beating you, my brother. So, if they give it to you without expecting, you understand, it's jaiz, 1980. And I just finished up. Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsi, Rahimahullah, he called me. He said, Ramadan kya hai? I said, main idhar hi hu, and phir main jaunga hajj ke liye, inshaAllah. They don't tell you, and they just tell you, you must do it, finish. They say, meri masjid mein aa jana, and Taraweeh. Now, Taraweeh sunana means 20 rakat, you see. So they have to change 2 minibuses, you know, and you know the taxis, minibuses there in Pakistan. So I just used to eat quickly and go. So I don't like watch, even now I'm not wearing it. It's, yeah, I got it to see the time. So anyway, so I used to perform Taraweeh there. So 25th night, 27th night, whatever, I finished Quran. So the one person came to Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsi. He said, "Ye Maulvi sahab bichare ke paas ghari bhi nahi hai. Those Maulvi sahab don't even have a watch." So I brought the watch as a gift. So I didn't take it. I looked at Mufti sahab. Mufti Nizamuddin, he taught us Mishkat, second part, and Abu Dawood, rahimahullah. So good, great teacher, alim he was. So he told me, "Lelo, lelo." So I said, "Okay, I don't know where that one also got lost." So if people give you without you asking and so forth, then it's permissible. You make condition all that, totally haram. The Egyptians, they come here to South Africa, they go other part of the world, they read Taraweeh in South America, 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakat like that, and they charge them. They told me themselves, "I must intercede and tell that guy, they must pay me more." I said, "I don't do this job." So that is haram and not permissible. Hadith, remember in Musnad Ahmad, "Iqra'ul Qur'an wa la ta'kulu bihi," that read the Qur'an Sharif and don't make the Qur'an Sharif a means of income for you and so forth. So therefore, when you make it conditional, then it is haram.
Mufti sahab, my children are 7 years, 9 years, and 11 years old and are fasting, alhamdulillah. No one is baligh. Am I putting them through this unnecessary, or better to wait until they reach maturity?
No, that is the waswasa, whisperings of shaitan, my mother, my father. What you are doing, say alhamdulillah, read 2 rakat salah daily, shukran lillahi jalla wa ala, to thank Allah, a sign of gratitude. Ya Allah, you bless me with such wonderful flowers. 7, 9, 11, you and your wife are very active, I see. Every odd year you got something going, you see. It's good like that, mashallah. Allah. So now they all are fasting, and salah, that is fasting, is not compulsory upon them because they're not mature. They haven't attained the age of puberty. So no, you must encourage them and read this dua. You read this dua, father, mother, and all parents. Surah 14, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي. Oh beloved Allah, make me from those people who will establish the salah. I read salat myself. We encourage other people to perform salat and prayer on time. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and my beloved children also, make them like that, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ dua. Oh Ya Allah, accept this dua and supplication. So read that abundantly. Read Surah 25, verse 74 abundantly. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Chapter number 25, verse 74. Oh Allah, Jalla Wala, grant us as spouses, such progeny, children, that are the coolness of the eyes. Today, Maulana Salim, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. My brother Muhammad Khan picked me up, and then we went to the Jami Masjid because namaz is 5:15. From tomorrow I'll go to Sufi Masjid because their namaz will change tomorrow, 5:15, and it's much nearer for me and so forth, and the parking also is much easier. So we'll go there from tomorrow for Fajr. So after Fajr we're coming back, he's going to drop me. I told him, "Mahmud bhai, you saw, 1 surf, 1.5 surf is missing today. Why? Fajr Salat, Saturday night, the guys having braai, the people are busy talking nonsense, and then they'll sleep 1, 2, 3 o'clock, must Fajr or they'll miss Jamaat." You see that? 1 surf definitely, 1.5 surf missing like that. So you must have such children that you encourage them. And when they grow up, they will be fasting, they'll be reading salat, they will encourage others. And if it's there, you're putting them through too much difficulty, all that, That is the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan, Satan and Lucifer. You know the surah, you waswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas. That is the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. When these negative thoughts come, then say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Chapter 7, verse 200. Wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun. Fasta'iz billah. When shaitan gives you a vaccine, when shaitan gives you an injection, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Shaitan, you and your vaccine, get out from here. Chase them away. So that is what Quran Sharif is teaching us.
Mufti Sahib, is tawaf and sa'i valid on the golf carts?
Today, Makkah, Medina, they're making it a tourist resort. What they worried, MBS and company, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and the Salafi scholars who agree with him. So as long as they get their money and wages and dollars, they have sold their soul to the Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. So now in Makkah, if you see, they've got golf carts and all that. People who are able, capable. Dawood Mota, we call bin Dawood, Dawood Mota. Dawood Mota got a sail. They all day in the first surf. Then they can walk, they can run. But for Tawaf, no, we will use golf cart. Sa'i, Safa, Marwa, we will use golf cart. And then they busy. Nor is that Tawaf valid. Nor is that Sa'i valid. Nor is that Umrah valid. That is our fatwa. When you are a person who is able, capable, you must walk. It's compulsory upon you, remember. Yes, you are very sickly or you are very old. And wherever you go, you need a wheelchair or something. That's different. Then it's permissible. But yeah, you find the youngsters, 5 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old, they're taking their father, mother on a ride. You see that? In 15 minutes, they finish the tawaf. Another 15, half in minutes, they finish the sa'i. Less than an hour, everything done and dusted. And they're laughing and joking and all. So that is not valid. Remember that. And to say Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made on a naqa she camel, that is khususiyat of Nabi alayhi salam, is only for the master. Is which sahaba else did it? Show me. So you must understand that is the faqqu fid deen. Therefore, I told you yesterday, and I stand by my statement, majority of the Salafis of today, they don't understand fiqh. You don't understand? Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, and if you want the statement of this genius, Al-Imam Shafi'i, open Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitab al-Janaiz, the chapter on funerals and on janaza, Al-Fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. Then the muhaddithin, they look at the words, they look at the chain of transmission. But the greater connotation, the greater meaning and impact of it, that is the forte and that is the function of the jurist of Islam. So that is why Quran said, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. You must have tafaqquh in deen. You ask them then, the haram, the imams, all of them, hey, yeah, you understand? So they just mean, because MBS will lock them up and so forth. So you must remember, definitely against it. We tell our South Africans and we tell the whole world, not permissible if you are able and capable of walking everywhere else.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for me to give my zakat to my husband to pay some of his debts out?
Totally haram. The zakat will not be paid, will not be valid. Husband cannot give wife zakat. Zakat cannot be paid by the wife, given to the husband. So it means you're keeping the wealth in your own family. So obviously that is not the purpose of zakat. The primary purpose of zakat, the love for Almighty Allah must increase and the love for wealth must decrease. Chapter 100, verse number 8. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبْ الخير لشديد. Wealth in itself is not bad. Allah calls it khair. So but human being, me and you, we are madly, intensely in love with this wealth of ours. The Arab alim said, "Annasu zahabu ila man indahu zahabu wa man la indahu zahabu fa anhu annasu zahabu." When people got gold, they got Kruger coins, the people go to them and and the Maulanas go to them, majority, some of them, to collection, you see. But when the gold is finished, the money is finished, then they say, bye-bye, goodbye, lay-bye. So the Alim asks, why is Zahab called Zahab? Why is it called Wajud Tasmiya? When you have excessive wealth, then Zahaba Aqluhu, his brains also stop functioning. He's gone mad in ballistics, you must remember. And how true it is, you see that? So Islam wants the love for wealth to decrease, the love for Allah, Jalla Wala, the love for Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to increase. Chapter number 33, Surah Rum. The Romans, verse 39, وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah will multiply your zakat manifold, multiple times in this world and in the year after. Chapter 9, verse number 60, Almighty Allah mentions the 8 categories of Muslims who are entitled to receive zakat. Husband cannot give wife, wife cannot give husband. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to perform Umrah after Ramadan and before Hajj if one has not performed Hajj as yet?
100%, the fatwa is totally permissible. Today, Hajj, the dynamics have changed. You need visa, you need quota, you need other one things there. So I encourage people to go in Shawwal after Eid, because the prices come down, the crowd is less. You go with your wife and so forth. Yesterday, the principal of Qasimul Ulum, Mona Anwar Peters, he made iftar with me. So, mashallah, we encourage you. Inshallah, we'll send it out today also. Qasimul Ulum is a poor Darul Ulum, you know. They're in existence 26 years. Darul Ulum Newcastle, 52 years. So, today is halfway. Our graduates. So, he told me he's going for Umrah in Shawwal. I told him, excellent, you must go. So, whether you have performed Hajj or not, you go for Umrah during Shawwal. Totally permissible. Allah Qabul, Allah accept. Don't forget, today, Sunday, between 2 and 4 this afternoon, Q&A with Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana Salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.